did it. So we'll do it. We just call fire down from heaven today. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost touch our hearts, our souls, our innermost being. In Jesus' name, let not one part of our being go untouched today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Those are not the best days. The best days are here and on their way. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a shout with me. Let's give the Lord. Give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. You know, I love the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to sound super spiritual, but I have a special seat, a special chair for the Holy Ghost in my prayer room. I like to go in there and talk to him. Sometimes he says something, sometimes he doesn't say a word, but I love his presence. Hallelujah. I love it. And I feel his presence even now, even at this very moment on the first Sunday in May 2018. Hallelujah. Is anything too hard for God?
No.
No. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you can be seated. Mrs. America, Jean Gentry is here. Jean, why don't you come, babe? Come on up. Jean and I, let me ask you a question. Don't you think my wife is beautiful? You've heard me tell the story, but I met Jean on a Friday night at Assemblies of God Church in Walters, Oklahoma. I was 15 and she was 13. And I said, one day I will marry her. And before we ever got out of our teens, we were married. Nat King Cole said we were too young, but here we are together 57 years and still in love. And Jean and I are members of this church. You say, well, if you're a member, you should show up more often. Well, I agree. But we've been members since 1994. Bob and Joy Nichols have been our pastor since 1994, been our friends since 1998. And we just want to say thank you, Pastor, for serving as our pastor, a true pastor, caring for our souls. And we want to thank Calvary Cathedral for your love. And we have members here. We have some friends that are visiting here today. Just want to say thank you. God bless you, Jean Gentry. We've been in the ministry this year 51 years, so we're moving on. Hallelujah. God bless you. Speaking of years, John Hall, I have known John Hall for 50 years. For 50 years. Well, that was a long time. I'd been in the ministry 1 year when I met John Hall. He's still got it now. He can still do it. Well, got a lot of friends here. A lot of friends here. I want to minister a little while today from the book of Proverbs. And good to see my friend Tom Autry. Tom, he might sing a song for me. He and Janie traveled with Gene and I for a long time. He might sing a song here. I want to read some scripture from the book of Proverbs. Chapter number 8. Boy, it's so good to be here on the 23rd anniversary of the Power Tower. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 8:27. I'll preach a little while and we'll pray. This is Lady Wisdom speaking, beginning with verse 27. He said, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned the sea to its limit, I was there. Then I was beside him as a master craftsman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in his inhabited world, my delight was with the sons of men. I like the Living Bible translation. Well, I brought my iPhone up here. It says, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the deep face of the deep, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limits so that the waters would not transgress, his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, I was there. I was there when he established the heavens and formed the great springs in the depths of the oceans. I was there when he set the limits of the seas and gave them his instructions not to spread beyond their boundaries. I was there when he made the blueprint for the earth and oceans. I was the craftsman at his side. I was there. Have you ever been in a group of people and you talked about certain things and certain happenings, and all of a sudden somebody said, hey, I was there when that happened. I was there. And suddenly you have a firsthand account, an eyewitness of it, tell us what happened. I've heard the story. Did it really happen? And there was a man years ago that I told his story about going and before the Berlin Wall came down, putting his hand on the Berlin Wall and commanded it to come down. And so I told that story. One night I met him at a prayer gathering. And I said to him, tell me that story again, because I've been telling your story for years. And he told me the story, and it was like, this is awesome, because I've been telling his story, but now I'm talking about the man that was there. He was there. He laid his hands on the wall and commanded the Berlin Wall to come down. Within a few weeks, it came down. He flew all the way to Los Angeles, laid his hands on the Berlin Wall, got in a taxi, flew back, and that's all he said. I command, in the name of Jesus, I command this wall to come down. So I was talking to him. I said, am I telling the story right? He said, yeah. He said, you're telling it right, and I know it's true because I was there. There is something about not just hearing a story, but something about being there. And I was there on May the 7th, 1995, when the Power Tower started. I had just preached a sermon as we prepared to start the Power Tower. And I talked about, on that particular day, May the 7th, 1995, at Calvary Cathedral International, about receiving a word in 1993 when I was going to Austin to preach. And living in Oklahoma City, I was going to Austin. And the Holy Spirit said to me from Ezekiel chapter 7, make a chain. You've heard it many times. Make a chain. For the land is full of bloody crimes and the city is full of violence. I didn't pastor a church. I didn't know how. I knew what he was saying. Make a prayer chain. But the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 13 and 9, we know in part and prophesy in part, so I didn't have the whole thing. And I'd mentioned it to some other pastors, and they didn't seem to get it, and they didn't know how. That one pastor said, well, I tried that for a few days or a few weeks. It never works. So after the 24-week revival in 1994, Gene and I left and went to Scotland, some other places, and pastor invited us back a few weeks later. When we got back, much to our surprise, the spirit was continuing, and it was actually, the revival was hotter and higher, and incredible things were going on. So pastor and Joey asked Gene and I if we'd move here and continue on with the revival. And one night I was talking to him about what Ezekiel chapter 7, 23, and what I'd heard the Holy Spirit say. And he said to me, Dale, we can do it here. We'll do it right here. I was there when he said, we can do it here. We can do that right here. And I said, well, and he said, well, I'd like for you to write the curriculum. I'd like for you to train some prayer leaders and get it all started. And I said, well, can we start about 8 hours a day? He said, no, let's start 24 hours a day. And I thought, well, I'll set my faith with his faith. And so there was a group of leaders who started going up the stairs to a prayer place five stories above the auditorium where Joey Nichols had been meeting with her ladies group for several years. So we were going up there on a daily basis. I'm not sure who all was going up there, but I know it was a part of the leadership team. Those were on staff. And we would go up there and pray in preparation for how we could set this in motion. I mean, 24/7, 365 days a year. And so we went up there, began to pray, and the glory of God, we could feel the presence of God because there had been a group of ladies who had been praying there for a long time. And one day there was a young man shouted out, this is a power tower. And it was like, yes, that's the name. We'll call it the Power Tower. Because there was already a prayer tower. The Oral Roberts had started one in Tulsa. So we didn't necessarily want it to be just called the prayer tower. But there's Power Tower. And so I said to the pastor, I believe it should be the Power Tower. He said, so be it. And so on May the 7th, 1995, I stood and I preached a sermon about prayer, about what God had said, how we had put it together. And I remember Pastor and I made the final arrangements at some pancake house on University Drive. I forgot the name of the pancake house. Huh? Old South? That's it. About midnight, we finally made the plans. We're going to do it. We'd do it in two-hour increments. We would train the prayer leaders, and we would start the first Sunday in May of 1995. Pastor had to be out. He was out on a missionary journey, I believe, that Sunday. But in the old auditorium, there was a light up here, and it looked like a fire. And so that lamp was hooked up to the power tower. And so I said to the people, when y'all get up there, turn on the lamp, the fiery lamp will come on, and that will be the initial beginning of the power tower. Not realizing the impact that we were about to make. Not realizing that we were going to go more than 2 weeks or 2 months or even 2 years. And so we laid hands on them. And they went around the corner up the stairs to the power tower. I believe there they are, the stairs. I believe it was the first group, wasn't it? I think. So anyhow, we waited and no light came on. And we waited and we waited, but no light came on. And suddenly David Patton, is David here? David, he went somewhere and got a crowbar. And David Patton went up the steps and they found out they could not open the door. The door was locked. Isn't it amazing how dumb Satan is? He thought he could stop us by locking the door. Even though we had the key, we still couldn't unlock the door. But David Patton tore the door off. Hallelujah. There is a way. You got the picture there. It's amazing. There is a way. And the prayer group, they went in and the light came on and there was a roar that went up in the congregation there at the old church, Calvary Cathedral International, and we had begun. And Congress had just passed a contract with America, and it was led by the Republican Congress. So we decided we would have a contract for America because America needed us. And so we begin to pray in 2-hour increments around the clock. We prayed. And the prayer did not cease until March of 2000, when it was briefly interrupted when a tornado came and tore down the church. And there was two ladies, I know one of them here today, Sue, and the other, Margie, and they were there. Pastor was in the church, Pastor and Joy, and Louis, he was there, Louis Cruz, and some people in the building. But 46 seconds later, the two ladies were still in the power tower, and the pastor and his wife were still here. 2 days later, I was there and looking over across Fifth Street where I went today, and the Holy Spirit told me not to come back there anymore. You know, sometimes we just go back and we fall in love with a memory. Do you hear what I'm saying? We fall in love with a memory. So I used to live there. You know, sometimes we can become too nostalgic for our own good. My dad used to want me to take him to West Texas. He grew up in Paducah, Texas, outside of Paducah, Texas. And the last time we went there, there wasn't anything there. His house wasn't there. And I had a new Buick, and we got stuck in the sand. And my son, Rick, he wanted a drink. We didn't have any drink. We was way out in the country. I thought, man, my dad's in love with a memory. It's okay to go back and look from time to time. But we got to keep moving forward. So I can't go back there. Why? Because that... Those were not the best days. When you go back to a house you used to live in, or a town you used to live in, or a neighborhood you used to live in, or a job you used to work on, and you say, well, that was the best house, that was over the best days. Solomon said, that is not very wise for you to say that. We are moving forward. Hallelujah. We're going from faith to faith and from glory to glory. The best is yet to come. So you can get you a skint hand and a skint knee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Catholic, those weren't the best days. I know they were wonderful days for you. Hallelujah. I ministered over her, and I was prophesying and speaking in tongues, but she was hearing everything in English. When she got home, she heard that I saw that I was speaking in tongues, but she had heard it all in English. There were some wonderful days there, but those weren't the best days. Hallelujah. I was there when the power tower began. But that was not the best time. Because the end of a thing is better than the start of a thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Kerote sikete. Kerosuta shikete rebrieta. I hear the Holy Ghost say some of you built monuments on past days. Oh yeah, there in 1973, that was it. Or in 1986, that was it. No, no, no. No, no. Hallelujah. Better days are coming. Brighter days are coming. Hallelujah. And if you're faithful, hallelujah, if you don't run off somewhere, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I had some notes, but I don't know what I did with them. Hallelujah. Oh, I found something. What do I got? Oh, I see. Lady Wisdom said, I was there. I didn't just hear about it, but when God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost set this world in motion, created the universe, I was there. Would you have liked to have been there? Hallelujah. I was there on a plane going to Haiti in 1988 when a voice behind me said, "Hey, Dale, my name is Bob Nichols." I'd never met him before, but we were on our way to Haiti, and God knitted us together, and he said, "Would you come and minister?" I was there when he said, "Would you come to Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth?" He didn't know that I'd already ministered here many times. Because am I doing okay? In 1968, the year that I had met Big John Hall, I was pastoring a little Assembly of God church in Holiday, Texas. It was not a holiday, but it was holiday. And I brought a group of young people to the First Baptist Church in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. We were in the process of building our first restroom in the church because they were going to use the parsonage, and Gene didn't like that very well. Don't despise small beginnings. And the young people were running everywhere, and they came back and said, "Pastor, look at all the restrooms in this church. We're building one. Look at all the restrooms they've got." And it was an amazing time. And on the last day, I stood at the back, and suddenly God opened my spiritual eyes, and I saw myself on the platform of the First Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas, not knowing that in a few years, a man by the name of Bob Nichols, by faith, would move into that church in downtown Fort Worth, Texas, to begin an incredible series of events. And so I came to minister physically for the first time in 1988. But 20 years earlier, I saw myself, and it was like in the spirit, I'd already been preaching that church several times. I believe many times what you begin to do, glory to God. Boy, if I had a bush, I'd shake it now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some of you have been practicing in the spirit what you're going to do in the flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said many of you have been practicing in the spirit what you're eventually going to do in the flesh, because I'm here to say this morning that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I've been there many times. Thank you, Robbie. That's what I was needing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I'm feeling right at home. Hallelujah. When Jesus, glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just believe something is being birthed in somebody today. Hallelujah. I believe the Holy Ghost is birthing something in somebody today. I believe that some things you've been dreaming about, talking about, longing for, are being birthed in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Simeon. I was reading about Simeon in Luke chapter 2. He said, "I had waited a long time in the temple." Sometimes you got to wait a long time, but then suddenly God can turn things around in a day or 2 days or 3 days. Hallelujah. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Pow. He said, "I've been waiting a long time, but then the dedication came in the temple. They brought Jesus in to be dedicated." And Simeon said, "I knew I wasn't going to die until I saw this day There are some of you that have been longing for a day. I'm not talking about a repeat of another day. You've been longing for a day. Hallelujah. I'm longing for a day when Janet Nichols comes into this auditorium with that blue dress on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That I prophesied many years ago. One day she would come in with that blue dress on and she would speak to her generation. I long for a day. Hallelujah. I just prophesy over some of you today that there is a day of all days coming to your life. A day of all days. When you will be like the Apostle Paul, you don't know whether you're in the body or out of the body. Glory to God. You don't know whether this is actually happening or you're in a dream, you're in a trance. I don't know. But I know I won't go back over there. That because I don't want to get skin up again. Because those were not the best days. Oh, those were wonderful days. I preached so many nights when I had to, Paul Cruz and Louis Cruz had to hold me up because the glory of God was so strong. But those weren't the best days. Hallelujah. There were days when thousands of people would come for revival, but those were not the best days. Hallelujah. The best days are yet to come. Why? Because this church is still praying, waiting in anticipation of what God is going to do in this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kibrishe mato. Kibrishe kuta rabriita shikata bata. Hallelujah. And what has been happening now that we've been praying for 23 years? A miracle has happened. A man has entered the White House who kept the window open, the door opening, because the axe was about to fall upon the church in America. And the religious freedoms that we had known for so many years, that was about to be over. We came within a hair's breadth, but somebody, I believe somebody on Interstate 35, Northside Drive in Fort Worth, Texas, had been praying. I believe they'd been going up the stairs thinking they weren't making any progress at all. Are we doing any good? When all the time those prayers were going up. Oh, like sweet incense into heaven. Going up. And sometimes you say, that's just a little simple prayer. How could that be so powerful? What you may not know, Big John Hall, is those prayers were accompanied, were preceded by thousands and thousands, glory to God, thousands and thousands of other prayers. That was not just one prayer. That prayer was adjoined by thousands of other prayers that people have been praying all of these years. That's why we must not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, because God is a faithful God if we faint not. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Kishakota bakotai. There will be different ebb and flows in churches. One preacher told me it's like pastoring a church is like driving a bus. Some people get on, some people get off. I don't want to get off. I know whom I have believed, and I know where I belong. And even though I live in Austin, Texas, one day when I go to heaven, let them carry the coffin right down that aisle there, put it here. And I hope somebody cries. I told Gene, hire some people to cry. Dan said he would cry. Hallelujah, because this is where I belong. I may live a different place, but I know where I belong. I know who my pastor is. I know who Jesus is. I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how young they are. I don't care how old they are. I just care who they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Years ago, when my spiritual father, B.B. Hankins, I'd go to preach for him, and he would be, they would push him onto the platform in a wheelchair. One day I got up and I said, I just want to tell you guys something. I'd rather have this man in a wheelchair for 2 weeks than another guy that could walk around, run around for a whole month. Because I know that he is the man that God has given favor to, and we want to honor him, and he's the one that has been faithful. I was there. I was there when Janet Nichols went into a coma. I was there. And I heard Joy Nichols say, we will not give up or give in. I was there after the tornado had blown the church down and stood across the street. And a reporter from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram came and said, I understand you're a part of the founding of the prayer tower. I said, yeah, I was a part. He said, well, as you look across the street, Mr. Jones, I don't know what his first name was, Mr. Jones. Charlie probably knew who he was. Charlie's the most gifted administrator in America, I think, in churches. I present him today with the 2018 winner of the church top church administrator in America. And I can tell you that if it had not been for the wisdom of our pastor, Bob Nichols, and the wisdom of Charlie Pryor, negotiating after the tornado, all these things that happened moving here, isn't this wonderful? Facilities paid for, and a new school, and a new gymnasium, and all these students. Sue, you know how much I love Christian schools, Christian education. I was listening to a sermon I preached about 20 years ago on Christian education in this auditorium. I was loud. Hallelujah. They negotiated that. You know, church is more than just getting up and preaching a sermon. I've been a pastor. You got to have men of wisdom. You got to have men that know how to deal with attorneys and insurance companies and people. Hallelujah. But it's not a simple task. There's always things you have to negotiate or you talk about or work wisdom. I just tell you, I just need a pastor that I can go to and say, what would you do here? And would you pray with me there? And Bob Nichols has served on my board, my ministry board, since 1996, and I've used his wisdom. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're in this together. Glory to God. And Simeon said, I've been waiting all this time now, but the day's arrived. I knew I wasn't going to die till this happened. I just believe there's things that's coming to Calvary Cathedral because I believe that the law of sowing and reaping is in motion in this house. Huh? If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. And has Calvary Cathedral sown sparingly? No, no, no. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Dr. Marnie, am I telling the truth? He said, I'm telling the truth. Faithful man. So you're going to reap bountifully. Hallelujah. And I believe that God is going to honor many of you that are longing for that day. What's going to happen on that day? I don't know exactly what's going to happen on that day. But when it happens, you'll be able to say, I was there. I was there. Hallelujah. I was there. I was an eyewitness of the glory of God. So I want to say to my pastor, Bob Nichols, Pastor, this church needs you. We need you. If there comes a day, we have to carry you in and out, prop you up. We need you. We need to hear your voice. We need your wisdom. We need your faith. When you stood, we stood across the street and you said to me, Dale, the Lord has said we're going to have twice as much. We're going to go, we're going to build back. We're going to have twice as much. Did it happen? It did happen. It has happened. And we're eyewitnesses of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This church needs you, Pastor. And this city of Fort Worth, Texas needs you. Needs you. Needs your influence. Needs your wisdom. Needs your voice. Your radio audience needs your voice. And furthermore, this nation needs you, Bob Nichols. Do you understand what I'm saying? You look me eye to eye. This nation needs you. America needs you. You helped get Donald Trump elected. You said, well, are you just promoting him? You say, well, what? I don't like Donald Trump. Listen to me. We have religious freedom that we have never experienced in many years right now in America. A man that is for the church, for Christian values. But this church helped elect him. This church has influence in this city. This church is winning thousands of people to Jesus. This church is praying. And you can't afford to quit. Because we're making a difference. Calvary Cathedral. This city needs you. This city needs us. The state of Texas needs us. And America needs us. Hallelujah. And I'm prophesying today that people are going to come to this church by the scores and spend days at a time helping you pray and spend days at a time helping you win souls and days at a time interceding for revival. I am prophesying today that we have never seen a prayer army like we're about to see at Calvary Cathedral International, Fort Worth, Texas. I'm prophesying it on the sixth day of May, 2018. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Kareo. Kuria Rabasai. I think we ought to stand and pray a while. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come up here, Tom Autry. Come on up, Tony. Is that piano work there? We're going to pray. We're going to pray. If need be, Calvary Cathedral International, if need be, we encourage ourselves. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. We're still here. We're still here. Hallelujah. I know there may have been some people left along the way, but don't be surprised if you see them next Sunday or the next week or the next. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, there's a migration. Migration of people that's coming home. They've been out there and it hadn't been a refuge. People are going to start coming. Listen to me now. Friday, I was on the treadmill, and I was walking on the treadmill. And I had my phone because I was walking and listening to some good music. And suddenly on my iPhone, it said a severe storm is approaching. And the Holy Spirit said a severe storm is approaching America. Now, I don't know what that's going to look like, and I don't believe that we have to be fearful. Huh? But when the storm begins to approach, you know what people are going to look for? They're going to look for some stability. They're going to look for a safe dwelling. They're going to look for a place of refuge. Hallelujah. They're going to look for a school to put their kids at, a Christian school. They're going to look for a church where they can be a member, where the pastor's been in ministry 64 years and 54 years. In this one church. I don't know if any pastor in America has ever pastored a church for 54 years. So I guess I'll just award my pastor the trophy right now. You say, well, are you pro-pastor? Yes, I am. When Gene and I came a couple of weeks ago, pastor had an impartation time. I told Gene, when he starts praying for the people, we're going to be there first. If I have to push some people away, we're going first. Because I believe in impartation. And he laid his hands on Gene, and I have to say, I cried like a baby because of the Holy Ghost. And to think that I had a spiritual father, I had a pastor that had been down the road, had stood in the time of adversity and difficulties. And I know he has because I've been there on many occasions. I love this church. I just came to encourage you this morning to tell you that the best is yet to come. Whatever God did on West 5th Street, I won't be back there anymore. Huh? See my hand? I won't be back there no more. Don't come back here, that voice said. That's not the best. The best is yet to come. And many of you, glory to God, many of you are going to be eyewitnesses of the glory of God that's coming into this house. You know why? You can't pray for 23 years. Many of those years around the clock, believe it'll happen again because a lot of people are going to come to help you. Churches are coming to help you. I just believe this is the National Prayer Center right here. They're going to come. For days or weeks, they're going to come. And the glory of God's going to come. You cannot pray this long and sow this many seeds without something incredible happening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it just could unfold in a day where the glory of God comes in one day and nothing is ever the same again. Phew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't quit. Don't quit. I celebrate those of you that have been in the power tower praying. Sometimes there may be an ebb and flow. Sometimes you may pray for a few days or a few weeks or a few years and you may take a break or what have you. There's some of you that may have been praying all 23 years. Anybody been praying 23 years? Wow. Hallelujah. Y'all come up here. Come on. Y'all come up here. Come on. Come on. Make a chain. For the land is full of bloody crimes.
The city's full of violence. America needs us. America needs us. For 2 hours a week, it could change your life. Many times I went to the power tower all by myself and just felt the glory of God just sitting there saying, I love you, Jesus. How wonderful this is. I just feel something strong here this morning. Thank you, Lord, for these 23 years. Thank you for these men and women that have been coming for 23 years to pray. In the heat and the cold, I'm sure many times they've had the thought, am I really making a difference? Am I really making a difference? Are we really making a difference? Is this really working? You know how many nights that I called the power tower when Gene was diagnosed with cancer in 2004? Whoever was there, I'd say, please pray for my wife. Gene was miraculously healed. There's been no sign of cancer since 2004. But the power tower prayed. Let's don't quit. This city needs you. America needs you. America needs you. This is a place of refuge. This house is a place of refuge. This is a safe place. Let's don't quit. Let's don't quit. Let's don't quit. I was a part of the fastest growing church in America. I was a leader in that church in 1985 and 86. That church does not even exist today. There were two other churches that were there at that time in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Major churches, everybody knew about them. Those two churches no longer exist. The three fastest growing leading churches no longer exist. And all three of those pastors lasted about 10 years. Sometimes it's easy to start, but to finish is my passion. Isn't that right, Vicki? We love you, Vicki. It's my passion. Isn't that right, Lori? How long have you been coming to this church? 35 years. Lori Pryor. Beautiful lady. I want to finish. Why don't we as a congregation stay around and finish? You know, there's a lot of churches springing up. There's a lot of churches that may be doing big stuff, great stuff. But I'm talking about the long haul. I was a part of the fastest growing church in America in the Dallas area. But they could not keep it going. People were coming from everywhere. They were a house of prayer. In fact, I brought the picture out of the prayer. They let the lamp go out. They let the light go out. They let the fire go out. I brought the picture of the praying man. I don't know if it's still in the power. Is it still in the power tower? I brought it over because they quit praying. Will we quit? Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Knowing that every time you climb a step or you open the door, that you're making a difference. And we are now in a warfare for the heart and soul of our nation, the United States of America, for the religious freedoms that we have to have a Christian school, to come to church on Sunday, to get on radio as I am now. Every day on radio, internet radio across America and around the world. But I know that could be prohibited under a different administration. So we're fighting for our lives. So what do? We have the weapons of our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God. To the pulling down of strongholds, we just keep doing. We just keep praying. We just keep doing it. And we keep holding up the hands of the man of God. Moses, he got weary in what he was doing. But he had two men. They got under his hands and they held up his hands. No pastor gets old. He's been around long enough, old enough, that does not appreciate affirmation. Affirmation. We love you. We care for you. We bless you. We honor you. We're praying for you. We support you. I want everybody to ever prayed in the power tower. I want you to come up. I bless this row here for 23 years. I want those of you that have ever prayed, spent time in the power tower, just come on up. I want to bless you. I want to thank you. Hallelujah. 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 I bless you right now. I bless you in Jesus' name. I was an eyewitness when a man from Fort Worth, Texas said, we can do that prayer chain here. I was there when he said, we can do it here. And now for 23 years. And I know circumstances would say, well, we're busy now. Times are changing. Everybody's so involved. But I'm telling you, there's going to come a day that people are going to be running to places like this. Severe storm is coming. Take cover. People will take cover in places like this. So what do we got to do? I believe America depends on us. Hallelujah. And the reporter from Fort Worth Star-Telegram said, when you look across the street, what do you see? I didn't know exactly what I was going to say, but the Spirit gave me some words. I said, I see the tower. It's still there. I said, the altar is still there. The picture of the praying man is still there. And the two ladies, Sue's here today. The two ladies that were there, they're still here. The cross and the altar and the praying, the prayers.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The cross and the altar. And that's what he printed in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. David's still here. He tore the door down. Hallelujah. And David Brown, he's still here. Betsy, she's here. Kathy's here. And I could go on and on. We're still here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may not see me real often, but I'm not going anywhere. I'll show up from time to time. But you got to know that you're in my thoughts and prayers. Hallelujah. I want bpnradio.com to be more involved with the power tower. I want to see what we can do to help. Because we're doing a good job. Why would we want to come off of this wall? Huh? Why would we want to come down and meet somebody in the village of Oh No? Oh No. Oh No. Well, thank God for 23 years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wrote a book, Revival in the Morning, forward by Pastor by Bob Nichols, talking about the power tower and testimonies. I could read some. But why don't we just, Tom, just sing that song, Let's Begin Again. Why don't we just begin again? And the rest of you can come on up and join us. And then we're just going to pray. Come on. Let's begin again. Hallelujah.
Let's bring an offering and bless the man of God this morning. We have baskets up here in the front area. Praise God. All right. Is there a shout in the camp today? It's shouting time.
Hallelujah. Get your offering and come back. Put it in the basket and let's pray. All right. God bless you for giving today. Sowing seed. Hallelujah. Lord, bless the people as they give. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and sing Let's Begin Again. I know Johnny, he's about to break out here on a song. Well, go ahead. Huh? Oh, you're doing a filler. Where is Tom at?
He's getting the track.
Where'd he go?
He's bringing the track.
Oh, he's bringing a track. That's all right. Hallelujah. Lord, bless the people that are sowing in some seed into Gene and I's ministry, what we're doing to call America to pray. Hallelujah. 24 hours a day, bpnradio.com. That stands for Breakout Prayer Network. bpnradio.com. We've got broadcasting going 24 hours a day out of Austin, Texas. Make your check to Calvary Cathedral. Hallelujah.
Check, check.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What do we got?
Thank you, Tony.
That's great.
Let's begin again.
Oh, come on back up.
Let's begin to love more dearly, walking in the light. Let's begin again, hearing what God says more clearly, and doing what is right. Let's begin again, and this time get it right.
Hallelujah.
Walking in the Spirit, and the power of His might. Oh, let's begin anew.
Hallelujah.
Looking only unto Jesus, what He says He'll do.
Yes, yes.
Oh, let's begin anew. Calling only unto Jesus, keeping us brand new. Let's begin again, and this time get it right. Walking in God's Spirit, in the power of His might.
Well, y'all get a little closer here. We're going to pray. Come on. Come on, move in. Everybody join us, if you will. We're going to pray.
No more empty cares. No more shallow prayers. No more senseless stumbling in the night. No more foolish pride, nothing more to hide. No more shame, Brother Dale.
That's right.
No more guilt inside.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, let's begin again.
Take somebody's hand.
That the blood of
let's
Jesus
yes.
cleanses us again. Oh, let's begin again. Showing that the love He gives us, it never, ever ends. Let's begin again, and this time get it right. Walking in the Spirit, in the power of His might. Let's begin again.
Hallelujah.
Let's begin again. Oh, brothers, let's begin again. Sisters, let's begin again. Oh, church, let's begin again. You know, as long as we still have a breath in Jesus, we can always begin again.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's praise him. Can we do it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for these 23 years. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for the 30 years that I've got to minister in this church. 30 years has gone by just like that, hasn't it? 30 years. Hallelujah. I love relationships. The devil wants to break up every relationship. I'm not talking about just husbands and wives. He wants to break up all your relationships. Amen? Hallelujah. If you can't get offended, he wants you to take up somebody else's offense. Oh, they got hurt, so I'm going to get hurt with them. No, I'm going to pray for them, but I'm not going to get hurt with them. Hallelujah. 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 Because we never know the story. The whole story, you never know. The whole story. I love Jesus, and I love this house. I love to come to Calvary Cathedral. I love this house. I love you people. I love y'all. I love y'all. Let's stick together, church. Let's stay together. Because Fort Worth needs us and America needs us. Well, we're not always going to, we don't always get it right, do we? We don't always make the right decisions. I can look back in my 51 years of ministry and say, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Huh? But we keep going. We keep staying together. Keep sticking together. Hallelujah. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. Let's pray in tongues a little while. Can we do it? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you just lift your hands and say, Lord, fresh fire. Give me some fresh fire today. Fresh fire. Give me some fresh fire. Hallelujah, fresh fire today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, fresh fire. Anoint me with fresh oil, fresh fire. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 Fresh fire, Lord. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. Fresh anointing. So good to see you. Come on up. I love Dr. Vaughn. I want you to say a prayer. Have the Holy Ghost lead. Just say a prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, you're an ophthalmologist, eye surgeon. Let's pray for our eyes that we can see. You know, many of us have heard it. The first process is hearing something. Then you see something. So the baby, I believe it, when it comes out of the womb, hears first and sees something, then begins to say something. That begins to happen. You pray, and then Tom Autry is going to sing Fresh Fire. I don't know, but I'm just enjoying myself right now.
You're talking about seeing. I'm going to tell you what I see.
All right.
I'm going to tell you what I see. I give you a page out of the future. In the end of 1909 and the beginning of 1910, William Seymour, who was the one who God used to found Azusa Street. You know Azusa Street. He made a prophetic word, and he said, in about 100 years, there's going to be a great revival that's going to be far greater than Azusa Street, and it'll last until Jesus comes. At the same time, simultaneous with that, in Southern California, Maria Woodworth Eder gave a prophecy saying, in about 100 years, there's going to be a great revival that sweeps this land that's going to be greater than anything that we've ever seen, greater than Azusa Street. And it won't be in just one place. It'll be in many places. The same prophetic word. In New York City, Charles Parham got up and said, now they couldn't communicate with one another back in 2010. Charles Parham in New York said, there's going to be a great revival that sweeps this land in about 100 years. It's going to be far greater than anything we've ever seen, greater than Azusa Street, and it's going to happen in many places across the nation, and it's going to last until Jesus comes. That's three of the greatest people of that hour and that time saying the same thing at the same time. Now here's the page out of the future for you and for us today here. Seeds have been planted. We've just talked about seeds for 23 years being planted. When God created the earth, he saw the fruit trees and he saw the herbs coming out of the ground. When there were only seeds in the ground, there wasn't even a green blade. He saw them in advance until the rain came. He sent the dew came and the water came, and then they came forth. This is the page out of the future. Seeds have been planted here. Many, 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 many seeds for many years. And pastor's life went before the 23 years. He's a man when Jesus taught a parable and he said, the rains came and the floods rose and winds beat against the house. And there were two different houses. One stood and one fell. Yeah. The one that stood is the one who did the word. Here's a man who's not only been preaching the word, he's been doing the word personally and communally with everybody else. So that's why the house has stood through tornadoes and fires and all the financial difficulties and the personnel difficulties and whatever difficulties that he's lived through that we don't even know about. It's been able to stand because it's been built on a rock of doing the word of God. Now, okay, here's the page out of the future. This place is one of the places designated by God our Father to be a place of glory. I see the ceiling today, and I can see the light fixtures on the ceiling. But one of these days in the near future, there's going to be so much glory, so much Shekinah glory, that you cannot see the ceiling in this building. The power of God, the anointing of God, the glory of God will be here. It will cover you all. It will cover the day that you long to see. The day that you've been waiting your lifetimes to see, diligently working under, nobody even saw you. They didn't know you were praying. They didn't know you were sweeping the floor. They didn't know you were, they didn't know you were teaching the kids and the babies. Oh gosh, there's a hole there. It's a crack, actually. Thank you. I'll step out of that crack. The point is, let me step beyond the crack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is one of the designated places by God the Father Almighty. This is a designated place. Pastor says to me, the best is yet to come. I say to him, the best is yet to come. We both had a lot of water go through our bridge already, but the best is yet to come, and I know that for a fact. It's not a sweet saying that somebody says. I'm telling you for sure, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the best is yet to come for this church and for this people, and that means you. So no matter if the boat rocks, we're going to stay steady in it. We're going to go with it. We're going to see the glory of God, and all the miracles that you've longed to see, you will see them. You will see them. You will see them. The signs and the wonders, the supernatural things that you've longed to see, you will see them with your eyes. You will hear them with your ears. You will participate in it. Just hold steady. It doesn't matter if the wind blows. It doesn't matter if the wind blows. We are safely in this ark. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray this prayer over you that Elisha prayed over his servant. He said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see. There's more with us than is with them. Hallelujah. Dr. Vaughn, who's an eye surgeon, hallelujah, just prayed that prayer. We're going to see the glory. And you're going to say, I was there. I was there at Calvary Cathedral when the glory came. You say, how can you be so sure, Dale Gentry? I know what I have seen. Hallelujah. And I'm praying, Lord, let you see. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Lord, open my spiritual eyes that I might see what you're doing in me, what you're doing in us, the glory of God. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. We are a house of refuge. We're a city of refuge. We are an international prayer center. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for sowing into our lives today. Thank you for sowing into our ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good job. Well done. Hallelujah. Those that will be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of their God. But stay planted. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best is yet to come. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor wants to know if I can be here next Sunday. I don't know what to say about that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll consult with Mrs. America and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's something happening. There's something happening in this place. Something is stirring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's some of you that may say, been saying in your heart, I think I'm going to go somewhere else. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, please don't go. Please don't go. Please don't go. Hallelujah. Please don't go. Please don't go. Hallelujah. If the Holy Ghost tells me to come back next Sunday, I will. Hallelujah. Right now, let's just bask in fresh fire, can we? Let's bask in the fire of God. I'm going to pray the fire of God. Sing it, Tom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I guess you can go when you want to. I'm going to stay around. Let's stick around a little while. Sing, Tom. Fresh fire. Fresh fire.
Fresh fire.
Sing it. Fresh fire.
Burning inside my heart.
Hallelujah.
Fresh fire.
Glory to God.
Here.
Hallelujah.
In the presence of God.
Pastor, would it be all right if I pray for some people? If I lay hands on some people, would that be okay?
Fresh fire.
Where's Charlie at? I'm going to lay.
Making me pure within.
I feel fire in my hand. I just want to pray for some people.
This fire burning away all my sin.
Hallelujah.
Have my heart in Christ to know you deep inside. The hour that I had just to be
real.
But now you come to me and your Spirit set me free.
Hallelujah. 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 You gotta say some no, you gotta say some yes. Hallelujah. You gotta say no, you gotta say yes. Hallelujah, fresh fire.